I've been accused, unfairly, of not taking San Francisco seriously. As a lifelong New Yorker who just passed the 3-year mark, I've been so tickled by the city, my giddy enthusiasm may look to you as if I think I'm on permanent vacation. It is hard for a New Yorker to imagine that San Franciscans live in the real world. The improbable clothing, the marathon bike rides, the solemn hush that enters the room when someone mentions the weather. Fairy tale views enchant, then they distract. On the drive to Pacifica, the ocean unfolds, and I'm awestruck before I realize the car is on a diagonal downhill, and in another 3 seconds, Route 1 will pitch me right off the cliff before resuming its trip down the coast. When I was in graduate school, I used to visit whenever I had a few days to spare. I'd park myself in cafes, chat with anyone, and wonder repeatedly why I lived in New York. "Careful," friends back home would say. "You like San Francisco because you're always on vacation there. It'd be different if you actually had to go to work." After 3 years, I'm proud to report that my job hasn't changed my San Francisco. The city's pace doesn't interfere with hard work, and I still notice rings of houses sloping uphill and down, as if designed expressly for one really impressive postcard photo. Having wonderful time in San Francisco. Wish you were here. Alas, my time in the sun is almost over. In September, I accepted a position back in New York. There's much I'd like to bring to that workaday town. The groupthink about the best gourmet ice cream, the impromptu trip to the beach, the conversation that erupts at the checkout counter over recycling and sunblock. Maybe it has been a prolonged vacation. As I take one last look before rinsing the sand off my feet and heading home, I'm watching the house lights start to glow on Bernal Hill as the sun sets. No Aegean island could look that beautiful. How could anyone take that seriously? With a perspective, I'm Peter Tabak.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.